All right, so today we're going to be uploading an inventory file on eBay through eBay's file exchange program. The first thing we need to do is log into our eBay account and go to business policies. I'll put the links for all of these templates and stuff that we're going to need down in the information part of the video. I got here just by typing in eBay business policies and it pops up. So you're going to get taken to this page here. And right here under creating business policies, go ahead and click that link. It's going to bring you into your account here. And it will take you to this page here, which is your business policies. This is your return policy, your shipping policy, and your payment policies. As you can see, I have a ton of stuff already here on my account, but if it's a new account, you're gonna have to make one of each payment, return, and shipping policy. So you go here to create policy, and for example, we'll do payment. Here for me, you're gonna name your policy, describe it if you need to. Here's your options here. I'm in managed payments, so most new accounts right here won't be in managed payments. It will say PayPal, and this is where you would put in the PayPal email address. Once you have that set up, you're going to go and click create a return policy. This is pretty standard return policy here. And then finally, you're going to create a shipping policy. Here you'd put your policy name and obviously how they're going to be shipping, if they're going to offer free shipping, international, etc., etc. Okay. Now, when you write your policy names in, make sure you mark them down because we're going to need those for the flat file. So say this was our shipping policy, so we'll name it shipping one or something. All right, and for the returns, it could be returns one. You're going to need that information for the flat file. So once your business policies are set up, we're going to need three more things from eBay. If you've worked with an Amazon flat file before, you'll know that they have all those tabs on the bottom. It contains all the information like your valid values and instructions and all that stuff. eBay is a lot more simplified and lazy. It's hard to find a lot of the valid values you need because they're on different pieces of information. So the first thing you're going to need is this File Exchange basic template instructions. And what we're looking for, I'll put the link down in the description because this one's kind of hard to find. What we need from this is page 12. You'll see here, this looks kind of similar to an Amazon valid values. This tells you what everything means, basically. But this isn't everything we need. We also need to download the US new structure, which is basically the values of every category in the eBay catalog. Again, I'll put this link below. This one's not easy to find either. And then once we have those two things, we can go to the file exchange itself. Now, again, I got here by just typing eBay file exchange, and it's this result right here. This is your file exchange. If this is a new account, the first time you come here, it's going to have a big thing that says, well, would you like to opt in to file exchange? And you just click that blue button and it'll opt in and it'll take you right to this section here. So what are we gonna sell today? Let's see. I've got a video game laying around here, so we're just gonna list that. And the one we want here is item specifics category template. We're gonna click select a category. And this is where we're gonna have to go back to the US new structure categories. Here I'm gonna control F. I'm listing a video game, so I'm just gonna type in video game. All right, and it's not that one. That's video game memorabilia. So we're gonna keep going here. It's action figures. Here we go, video games and consoles. And then subcategory video games. And that makes our category 139973. So I'm gonna copy that and go back to my file exchange here. And enter that number and click generate template. So you notice there's two things that it generated for us here. Item specifics category template. That's our flat file that we're going to build. So we need that. And grab that, go to my spreadsheet here and import it. Boom. Now, this other one sometimes has some more valid values or instructions and such, but what I've noticed is on the main one, our main flat file that we're building, the item specifics category template, eBay has now put that information as info into that file. So here's our flat file here. You'll notice it's just basically a stripped down version of the Amazon one. And anything that has a little asterisk next to it is going to be a required value. So our first value we need is action here. So we'll go back to our file exchange instructions. Like here on page 13, and our first value here, action. It says verify ad is for testing. We don't want that. To upload actual listing, use the add action. No other values are accepted. Easy enough. Add is the one we want. Custom label is just your internal SKU if you have one. Just make one up here. Category. Here's where we put our category in that we use to generate the template. So we go back here. And there it is. We'll pop that in there. Okay, store category is not a value that we need. Title. This is Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition for PlayStation 4. All right, subtitle is the one that the extra charge below the title of the listing. Relationship is where you would put your parent-child relationships, like in Amazon. For this, we don't have any variations, so we can skip. Now, condition ID is the condition that our item is in, and you think you would be able to put like new or used in here, but that's not the case. And in fact, we have to find another document from eBay on the developer site. I will link it below with the condition definitions. And it's a numerical value. And in this case, this video game is used. So there is our condition ID. And go back to our flat file. And there we go. Game name, same thing. Platform, PlayStation. Or publisher. Ooh, let's see. Looks like Gorilla. Genre. So this is where we're going to look down here. Recommended value for tag genre. How about action and adventure? That looks good. The rating on the box, it says teen. Let's check here what they want. T teen. Okay. Easy enough. Region code. Back down here. Region code. PAL and TSC. We are in US, so assuming it's this one. Release year 2017. Manufacturer part number. Required value. It's going to be on the box here. 300 2712 dash AC underscore R. Three. What do we got here? Video game series. We don't need it. Features. Nope. Subgenre. Nope. Country. Nope. Bundle. Nope. We don't need any of this stuff. So here's where our picture URL is. I took a lazy photo of this earlier and hosted it on Imgur. There it is. Gallery type. This is how you want your picture displayed. So if we go to our file exchange instructions. Page 13. It's not here, right? No, it's in a different part of the document. So we're going to put gallery type and go find that. Here we go. So gallery is your standard image. That's what we're going to be using here. Plus is, where they charge you to have a bigger picture. And again, featured is the all the benefits of plus. But this is just going to be a standard listing. We want gallery as our gallery type. So gallery description. Keep it simple here. Used copy of Horizon Zero Dawn. Tested and functional. Format. This is the format that we want to sell our item. Most of the time it's going to be fixed price, but you can do auction and all that kinds of stuff on eBay. If we go to our instructions here and go back to page 13, we'll see format valid values here. We have auction or fixed price. Easy enough. We want a fixed price listing. And we're going to jam that in there. Duration. Again, you can choose your duration. I usually just do 30 days or GTC for good till canceled. Stay up and renew every month. 30 days. Price. I'm going to put something ridiculous because I don't actually want to sell the game. Buy it now price would be if we were in an auction and we wanted to set a buy it now price. We could do that here. Quantity. Easy enough. One copy. Now, we already set all of our business policies earlier. Our payment, our returns, and our shipping. So we do not need to deal with any of this PayPal stuff right now. Location, this is going to be the zip code from where the item is being shipped from. Now, we did set up our shipping business plan earlier, but for some reason, you still have to put flat here. When I was testing this earlier, that was the one thing that was holding the whole thing from loading. Next is dispatch time max. Why they don't just call this handling time, I have no idea. It's kind of a confusing name, but this is handling time. So one business day. And then we only have three more fields to fill in here, and that is our policies that we set up in the beginning of the video. Now remember I said you had to write down your policy names. If you don't remember, you can always just go back to eBay business policies, and here's my payment policy, my shipping policy, my return policy. Here's their name. Go back to our spreadsheet. Payment profile name, eBay. Return profile name, returns. And shipping profile name, free. Cool. That is our flat file. I like to delete all of this junk. We'll name this Horizon flat file for upload. We're going to download the file here, and we need to download it as a .csv because that is the format that eBay wants. To go back to File Exchange, we're going to click Upload Files, choose file, and go. eBay has received your upload request, so we'll process it shortly. Okay, let's see how quick this goes. I'm going to go to view file upload results. It says completed. There's reports if there's anything wrong with it. Let's check our inventory. And there it is. The image did not show up. It sometimes takes a little while to populate. But again, I don't want to sell this item. So we're going to end it. And that's that. That's how we build a flat file for eBay.